Phileas struggled futilely, bound to a chair with a sufficient enough supply of rope to suppress a buffalo. The frumpy schoolgirl bounced and swayed, unable to pull out her arms that were tied with her waist, or free her thigh-high-clad legs from their own tight bindings. She scowled at the thought of being stuck, only to see something jump out in front of her. Before the goth girl's eyes was a gloved hand at the end of a metal limb, protruding from a gap in the ceiling, hovering as if it were looking at her. Instantly, she found her angered demeanor again, shouting command to the only potential being she knew was around.
Hey, you! Get me out of this!
The cold arm's response was to grab something just out of view and shove it into the lips of the ensnared lass. She grunted and gasped, widening her eyes to a long, dark tube strewn down her body, leading back to a nervingly wide bicycle pump. The hand latched onto the plunger, raising it with much hesitation, making the teen panic at what she was thrust into.
Hey! You're gonna inflate me to break these ropes? That sounds...
With a great and pathetic hiss, the curvy girl inhaled a giant gust of air, all of it forced down into her body. Her cheeks bulged up, the ropes getting more tense as her midriff, hips, thighs, and butt all swelled into the confines of her skimpy uniform. All of this was enough to worsen her discomfort, but nothing compared to the lofty local that wasn't restricted by binding, her breast. Phileas sat, befuddled, staring past a dangling hose drifting from her pouty face to see two buoyant balloons, drifting at the top of her trapped figure. Her bra felt even more snug than the coiling hemp, her blouse pierced by the peak of two plump nipples. Her cleavage emit a bit of a squeak, emphasizing their pneumatic nature. She was busty before, but now she was truly stacked with air. The pump hissed again. The distracted fighter and prepared to ingest even more curve-enhancing pressure. Before she could gawk at her cup-sized shift too long, she was inflated into a pair of ripe melons. Her bra ached, her eyes fluttering at the dismay of her clasp sinking into her back, while her shirt began to reveal some cleavage windows between the strained buttons.
Stupid hand, this isn't working! You're just pumping my boobs up!
Another hiss, another series of creaks, groans and moans. The schoolgirl thrust back her head as her blouse filled with the volume of two dodgeballs, the entire pump's worth of air going directly to her bosom. She heard a lot of chaotic sounds, her shirt groaning, her buttons keeping her barely contained, while her brassiere only emphasized her remarkable cleavage.
Oh, you're making me so big! My top is gonna...
Hiss after hiss inflated the poor lass's bust line, swelling her puppies like pool toys. She would applaud her shirt for staying intact for so long, moaning in distress when an audible ping signaled the middle button of her top bursting off empathetically. She felt nearly exposed, an open blouse revealing a canyon of cleavage, while the pump went to work on making sure she was going to be topless before even challenging her ropes.
No! I like this shirt!
Pump after pump ballooned up Phileas' breast, their mass snapping off another button that sent her cleavage pouring into her own face. She grunted, her cheeks nuzzling her yoga ball boobs, while helping keep in place the hose that kept feeding her more curve-filling pressure. Only a single button and the thin caress of a bra kept her decent, her blush intensifying as she felt her turgid peaks getting only more plump as she was inflated into a bustier beauty.
You're gonna break my bra before any of these ropes! I hate you!
The hand seemed to only pump faster as the top light woman took much longer to free than expected. Her roomy boots only accepted more and more pressure, her endurance depending on the capacity of her breast, a thought that was as humiliating as the inevitable exposure. Her shirt blew open, revealing only a flimsy brassiere coloring her absolute detailed mammaries, their turgid smooth surface broken only by the nipples that float out like softballs of their own. Her cleavage groaned empathetically as it swelled up into the ceiling, her vision nothing but pale flesh and a mischievous tube, unsure if her exaggerated cheeks should be any bigger to save her poor boob some stress.
How much bigger can they get? I kind of started bleeding elsewhere, otherwise.
With a series of snaps, the ropes suddenly began to break in rapid succession. Philia's ears perked as she felt some relief, unaware she was actually getting big enough to strain her bindings. A joy came over her, feeling a chain reaction of ropes snapping and gaining slack, freeing her with sudden generosity. Her pleasure turned to concern when she felt her newly escaped assets begin to balloon up. The busty Philia balloon found herself equalizing, the abundance of air in her bosom now having room to escape to her unbound curves. She squeaked as her butt billowed out into the chair, sending her skyward as her arms and legs just jut out involuntarily. Her bra was far less strained, her straps digging to her skin less, but now her skirt was overflowing with voluptuousness. Her hips widened, her thighs thickened into her socks, while her digits plummeted and her midriff rounded. She was a lofty, curvy balloon babe now, only a pair of cannonballs puffing up from her brassiere, while a flared skirt barely kept anything sacred below.
Damn it! Now I'm all ballooned up! At least my boobs are safe in my bra for now. Really don't like how useless my skirt is, though.
The hand retreated suddenly into the ceiling, leaving a buoyant, stiff balloon girl to float about. The hose keeping her from exhaling her pressure and poutiness in her cheeks, keeping her lips tight to the rubber. An awkward silence fell upon the room, save for the timid squeaks of a pneumatic doll bouncing about, and the concerning creaks of a skimpy outfit struggling to keep her modest.
You're just gonna leave me here? Well, I guess the alternative is getting pumped up even bigger. Which, at least then I'll probably eventually get deflated sooner.